The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. And I'm telling you, folks, look, you know me. I'm like live golf vicariously through my man, Mr. Ira Weintraub. And I just listening to you talk, Ira, I feel like your start to the golf season is maybe better than it's been the last few golf seasons that you can get out. And I feel like this is just my opinion, my humble opinion. It's not an expert opinion, but I think it has something to do with the fact that you've been able to get out, get a little practice in over at the Polo Field.
There's no question, Sam, that I don't know, you cover sports, right? So when you talk to all these people, when they practice more, are they better? I mean, it's true. I mean, there's truth to it. I don't have a lot of time to get out there and practice. I don't have a lot of time to get out there to get to the driving range, generally speaking. But I have found how convenient the Polo Field's practice facilities are. You drive right into the side. There's a, because, you know, they have a big lot. You put the side right by the driving range. You pop the trunk. You put on your shoes, your golf shoes. You walk right there. It's super convenient. You hop out. The golf balls are waiting for you. If you want to do some chipping and putting, there's a chipping green with a sand trap. There's a putting green. Grace and I did that on, was it last weekend when we were there? Grace and I were over there, and we just kind of hopped around hole to hole, and we bounced around. We hit some shots. First at the driving range, then we putted at the practice green. And there's no question that warming up at the range and allowing me to, and me going there 2 or 3 days a week, then I show up at a golf outing and I play better. Have I played great yet? No, still early in the season. But I think you're right. I think that there's something to being better earlier in the year because I practice more. And it's my favorite thing. Well, I take it back. It's my second favorite thing about the Polo Field. My favorite is that Grace loves to jump around in the pool. And so obviously that's going to be number one. But number two is the access to the golf, whether it's the driving range, the practice area. And later on this week, now that Grace is in golf camp, we're going to have to go out and play some holes. And so later on this week, maybe the end of the week, we're going to go out and do a little father-daughter 9 holes on the links and go play half of their 18 championship holes that they have over there at the Polo Fields. Part of the great amenities they have to offer. I mentioned the pool, saying the pool is awesome all weekend long. The pool's been great since it opened. The pool's, I mean, it's 85 and sunny. Nothing better than being at the pool. They got the concession stand now open, so they've got some hot dogs, some other things as well. And you don't have to bring your own towels. They have towels waiting for you. Courteous staff at the pool, at the driving range, at the golf course, all the great amenities. 18 championship holes, the practice area, and Sam, we keep talking about it. Sign up between now and the end of the month. You still have a couple weeks to go, about 2.5 weeks to go. You get the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max driver. You get the TaylorMade stand-up golf bag and the $300 in dining credit as well. Great opportunity over there at Polo Fields, and your golf game can shine too, and your kids will love the pool.
Right, and then another thing, to be clear, as folks are getting back out and about, you know, changing jobs is a part of it for some folks out there. The Polo Fields hiring, looking for people, and competitive wages. So I mentioned these positions before, but food and beverage manager, looking for a sous chef. Sous chef is $55K plus salary position. A line cook, $17 an hour. Dishwashers, $15 an hour. Looking for wait staff, offer flexible scheduling, full and part-time slots available. They offer perks like employee golf and employee discounts. High school students, opportunities for you as well. The work permit from your school. You can get more information on all the positions that they have open at polofieldsccmi.com. Again, polofieldsccmi.com. So we were talking about how NIL is going to be so huge in the equation, whether it's the recruitment of Walter Nolan, but just in general. And by the way, I got another tweet in response to me saying, hey, yeah, the legislation as it stands is set to take place or go into effect in Michigan in December of 2022. Walter Nolan is a 2022 prospect. So the guy responds, he said, I get that Nolan is a 2022 kid. He'll be on campus June 2022 and season starts September 2022. As of today, the kid wouldn't be able to cash in on NIL until December at Michigan. Other schools he can cash in on it sooner. Boosters can funnel money a lot sooner is all I'm saying. I get that. two things. Number one, I don't think it's going to take that long. I think that you're going to see legislation be moved up as a result. Maybe not by, you won't see it take hold by July, like the NCAA was begging and pleading Congress to do. That won't happen. But do I think it'll be in effect before December of 2022 in a way that it could help Michigan? Absolutely. But let's say for the sake of argument that it didn't. It's, you're talking 3 months. If 3 months, not a year, not 2 years, not only being able to take advantage of it in his last year, you're talking 3 months. If 3 months of earning potential makes the difference, then, hey, you just weren't going to get the guy. And you may think that. But see, if you think that, if you think 3 months is going to make a difference, then you don't think there's anything that Michigan can do to win this race. What I'm telling you is, from firsthand conversations, I'm not guessing, I'm not speculating, I'm not saying they say, I'm telling you, I know from firsthand, sitting down, having a conversation, they are looking at NIL presentations, period. It is a huge consideration, period. Not guessing. I know it. So, in the grand scheme of things, do I think that for it to be as big of an issue as it is, do I think 3 months will tell the tale? No, I don't. I don't. Hey, you know, gives you some. There would be some things ready to go soon as December 2022 rolled around. He'd be in the cast. You just got to wait 3 months to get that big check. Get that big endorsement agreement. I don't think that would be a hindrance. Now, there are still teams just in general, and not talking specifically about Walter Nolan. Southern schools are still going to cheat on top of NIL. And you're going to lose the guys that want both. But for, you know, someone that can put it off, you know, get paid substantially through NIL, and this is what we're talking about the prospects that come in with profile. Those guys, their earning potential, they're going to have established earning potential coming in the door. Before they play a college snap, they're going to be marketable. And so that gets to a part of this that I was talking to Ira about in the break that I want to get to here. Man, I was sitting down with Steve Wilfong down in Florida. He's one of the national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. And I said, you know what, Steve, your life is about to get a lot harder. Your job is about to get a lot harder. Because you know how they're talking about coaches, man. They gotta learn to adapt. They gotta learn to deal with the added complexity of their jobs when it comes to coaches having to get calls from parents talking about their kid and kids, players talking about their playing time, where they are on a depth chart. That's a huge thing now. Right now, and massaging that with the transfer portal. Become even harder. Now you throw NIL in there and kids are saying you're affecting their money, not getting playing time. Oh yeah, that amplifies things. Now that's not me saying that's a reason not to do it. Look, that's to me, it just means that those who earn that money, that big time seven-figure paycheck, those that are charged with coaching, it's going to be, won't have many people talking about how much money they make anymore. They're going to be earning that money. Not to say that they don't earn it now, but they are really going to be earning that money moving forward. And talking to Steve, I said, man, it's going to be like, you know, we say all the time that our schedules are like coaches. with the travel and you're on the phone all the time and you're covering recruiting all the time. You know, our wives have to be understanding like coaches' wives with the time commitment, you know, period. Yeah, my wife will tell you, I don't think she necessarily likes the schedule. She's come to understand it. And she knows that I'm away quite a bit. She handles all of the, you know, driving to and from school. She handles all the driving to and from camps, driving to and from swim class, for all the same reasons that you see many coaches' wives doing the same thing. But where it's going to be like coaches for the analysts, or where it's going to be like coaches for the analysts is with those rankings. I mean, they get calls about the rankings all the time. Anyway, you hear how quick I am? I'm always to say I don't do the rankings. You ever wonder why, Ira? You ever wonder why I'm always saying I don't do the rankings? It's because I know what they go through. I know the calls they get. I know I mean, it is unrelenting. Nonstop. I forget what you see on Twitter. I mean, you always see the tweets with kids say, well, rankings don't matter. You ever, and for them to say that, why are they saying that? Because on some level, they matter to them. And they're really going to matter when NIL comes around. They're really going to be calling about the rankings at that point because of what I just said. You're going to have some kids that walk in the door and they're immediately marketable. They immediately have profile that they can leverage for endorsements, for financial compensation. And their recruiting ranking is going to have a lot to do with that. So your Steve Wilfongs, your Alan Trues, your Brian Dones, your Brandon Huffman, who I saw Brandon Huffman down in Florida. It was great to see Brandon. Your Greg Biggins, those guys, it's going to be on another level, Ira.
So you're saying send your anger mail to them and not to Sam.
I guess I should have read all their names.
You just gave the hit list so that people will message you. That's good.
I don't do the rankings, Mr. Weintraub, but they are gonna carry added significance. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, at 24/7, I think they're putting more. Their rankings process is painstaking. I mean, they had a guy in Barton Simmons who's a former college player he didn't interview players. He just sat and did evals and coordinated the rankings that they updated regularly using metrics that they established. It's data driven, you know, as far as how different stats correlate to NFL draft and NFL success. There are a lot of metrics and analytics that go into it now. And a lot of eyeballs and a lot of coordinating of opinions. It's not some haphazard thing that they do. And it's going to be more important to have a process like that in place when the scrutiny intensifies. Scrutiny of the rankings is going to be more intense than ever in NIL. And I'm talking about because the pressure that's going to be on the rankings moving forward is going to help establish a market. The rankings will absolutely help establish a market. What's my value coming in the door as a freshman? Going to be driven hugely by recruiting rankings. So I do not envy those roles, but I'm confident in our guys that do them because they took it seriously already anyway. They took accuracy extremely seriously. I mean, if there's a guy that winds up a first round pick and they had him graded as like a third round, a third through fifth, and they have a great impressive hit rate, but every single guy that maybe doesn't that they miss on, they're like, oh man, how did we miss that? Right? And it's they don't miss a ton. So they were taking it seriously before this. That kind of sort of self-awareness and commitment to accuracy and commitment to a process going to be very, very, very important, even more important moving forward. So that's just around the corner. Hell, it's here now. The kids we're talking to now, they're going to be impacted by NIL by the time they get to college. And that was a part of a conversation with several parents this weekend. You know, NIL, what do you think? When is it going to come? And talking about the different NIL legislation in different states, right? You know, there was a conversation about, hey, can't Georgia take part of your NIL check and spread it around the athletic department? Yeah, that's in the law. Now, Georgia, they're saying they won't use that stipulation. But they say a lot of things, right? I remember I said, hey, you say a lot. I would like for it to not be a possibility. How about it not be in the law? So, anyway, the world is a-changing, folks. The world is a-changing. We need to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The